in the bed. One peek up, and the other one, she said, get your rocks off. Get your rocks off. Your rocks off. Get your rocks off of me. Well, you know them late one night up on Blueberry Hill, one man turned to the other man, said with him, blood curdling chill. You say, get your rocks off. Get your rocks off.
Get them off.
Get your rocks off.
Get them off.
Get your rocks off of me. Laying down round Mid Muscle Creek, one man turned to the other man. He began to speak. He said, get your rocks off. Get your rocks off. Get your rocks off. Get your rocks off of me. Well, you know we was cruising down the highway in a Greyhound bus. All kinds of little children on the side road there was hollering at us, saying, get your rocks off. Get your rocks off. Get your rocks off. Get your rocks off of me.
Get your rocks off. Lost Time Is Not Found Again, also known as Odds and Ends, and Too Much of Nothing from the Basement Safeties. The next track up, see, these aren't part of the original acetate. These are different. The next track up on the safety is a song called Answer to Ode. And since the ode that it's referring to is the ode to Billy Joe, I'm going to play the ode to Billy Joe here. But Dylan takes... Well, we can pretty much estimate when the song was written and recorded, because Ode to Billy Joe came out in early to mid-August 1967. And by the end of the month, it was the number one song on the pop charts, the soul charts, and the country charts. It was a gigantic hit. And it was everywhere, so of course that was what was in the air, and so Dylan answered to it. Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. Wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge. And drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
And Bob Dylan and band, Answer to Ode.
After a while, we took in the clothes, and nobody said very much. Just some old wild shirts and a couple pairs of pants, which nobody wanted to touch. Did I? Oh, it is. All right. Start over. After a while, we took in the clothes. Nobody said very much. Just some old wild shirts and a couple pairs of pants, which nobody really wanted to touch. Mama come in and picked up a book, and Papa asked her what it was. Someone else asked, what do you care? Papa said, well, just because. And he started to take back the clothes, hang them on the line. It was January the 30th. everybody was feeling fine. The next day, everybody got up, seen if the clothes were dry. The dogs were barking, the neighbor passed. Mama, of course, she said hi. Have you heard the news? He said with a grin. The vice president's gone mad. Where? Downtown. When? Last night. Gee, that's too bad. Well, there's nothing we can do about it, said the neighbor. Just something we're gonna have to forget. Yes, I guess so, said Ma. Then she asked me if the clothes were still wet. I reached up, touched my shirt, and the neighbor said, are those clothes yours? I said, some of them, not all of them. He said, I always help out around here with the chores. I said, sometime, not all the time. Then my neighbor, he blew his nose. Just his papa yelled outside, Mama wants you to go back in the house and bring them clothes.
Clothesline incident. And next up is Authentic Frontier Gibberish. Two takes of Apple Suckling Tree.
I'm
Apple Suckling Tree, they just play the fuck out of that. This is why that's some of the greatest music I've ever heard in my life. I just can't believe the emotion and the intensity that goes into this stuff. Next piece up is a track that Garth calls Open the Door, Richard. But as Robbie said, Richard was there, so we didn't really want to call it that. It's actually based on a song from the 40s that was a hit single by about 10 different artists back around 47. And so they changed the title to Open the Door, Homer, which, of course, has different meanings today.
Now there's a certain thing that I learned from Jim, that he'd always make sure I understand, and that is that there's a certain way we all must swim if we expect to live off of the fat of the land. Don't expect to be housing flushes. Open a door, Richard. I've heard it said before. Open a door, Richard. I've heard it said before. And I ain't gonna hear it said no more.
have all of your memories, Sydney. For you cannot relive them. And remember when you're out there trying to heal the sick, that you must always first forgive them.
Perfect combination of the body and the bacchanalia. Open the door, Homer. And then one of the darker, a couple of really dark songs as it comes to the end of the Basement Tapes and here on the Safety. And I don't know, he may have gotten his muse back, but I don't know how happy a camper he was.
Nothing was delivered, and I tell this truth to you. Not out of spite nor anger, but simply because it's true.
As long as you remain. carried you in our arms on Independence Day, and now you throw us all aside and put us on our way. Oh, a daughter beneath the sun would treat a father so. To wait upon him hand and foot and always answer no. Tears of rage, tears of grief, why I'm always the one who must be the thief. Come to me now, you know we're so low. Pointed out the way to go and then scratched your name in sand. Oh, you thought it was nothing more than a place for you to stand. And I want you to know that while we watched, you discovered there was childish thing to do. Tears of rage, tears of grief, why I'm always the one who must be a thief. Come to me now, you know we're so alone, and life is
jotting down notes. Everybody's in despair, every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody'll jump for joy. Come on without, come on within. We'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Now I like to do just like the rest. I liked my sugar sweet, but darting fumes and making haste, it in my cup of meat. Everybody's just standing around neath the tree, feeding pigeons on a limb. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, them pigeons will go to him. Thank you. inside them all. Just tell me where it hurts, and I'll tell you who to call. Nobody can get any sleep, there's someone on everybody's toes. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna doze.
And so that ends the Basement Safeties, or at least the ones that Garth had John Simon dubbed to high-speed, high-quality tape. And I wanted to recreate that to give the feel of all those songs played together. Because what happened was, this reel vanished. When Robbie Robertson put together the Basement Tapes official release in 75, he didn't refer to that. It wasn't referred to around the time of Biograph. It turns out that somehow that those tapes, those masters, those safeties, safety masters, whatever, ended up in Neil Young's house. And sometime around 84, Neil realized he had this. That's where I'm Not There comes from, is from Neil's house, because that's the place where that song appears. We don't have the raw reel for it. So, anyway, this has been another night of Dylanology here on The Chill Room, here on Kill Radio. I'm Bennett, Professor Tyson. That was Quinn ... as Garth wrote it, and Tears of Rage, and Nothing Was Delivered, and Nothing Is Better, Nothing Is Best. You'll not see nothing like the mighty Quinn. Nothing. It's not here. You ain't going nowhere. But, wow, incredible music. So, that's it for this portion of The Chill Room, anyway. And got something special coming up right away. But, for now, stay tuned.